Phoneboy Speaks, episode 715, Fear of Missing Out. Last week, I was on the Tech Douchebags podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's also not safe for work, so but so be warned when you listen to it. And Jordan Cooper had talked to me about some of the travels that I had and my how I observe other people using technology, how I feel about that, and you know how I use technology when I travel. It was a good talk, but we went down some interesting rabbit holes, and you know, as I say, it's not safe for work. So, you know, if you decide to listen to it, unlike this podcast, which is pretty safe, that one is not. So keep your earphones on if you've got the sensitive ears around, I guess. But anyway, one of the things that that Jordan got me, you know, he got on me about, and he's totally right, is that, you know, the minute I land, my phone goes off of airplane mode and I start, you know, tweeting or doing whatever it is I'm doing. And, you know, and it is, there's no, you know, when we went through some, you know, kind of bizarre scenarios. I mean, he's a comedian, so of course he'd come up with some kind of ridiculous stuff. And but you know, at the end of the day, right? I mean, there's absolutely no reason that the minute that we hit, you know, that we touch down, that my phone goes off of airplane mode. I mean, that's just, you know, he's absolutely right. There's no reason that for me to do that. But I'm also, you know, the thing I didn't mention on the podcast is that I'm actually not the only person that does that, right? I mean, I can see people all around me that, you know, the minute that the plane lands, they're searching for their phone and you know, finding airplane mode and turning it off and reconnecting to the world. Right. So yes, it's a total tech douchebag thing. I admit it, but I'm not the only person that does it for sure. And, I'm not saying that we really need to do it, but, you know, if you've been in the air for, you know, I don't know, 18 hours or something, I suppose it's, you know, maybe one thing, but it's not something that's, you know, uniquely tech douchebag, I guess. You know, we're all, I think we're, you know, and as I said in the podcast, we're all douchebags about something, right? It's a question of what it is. You know, we just happen to be douchebags about tech. But there are things that things that I do, you know, it's when I travel that I look around and it's like, I'm not that different from everybody else, even though I'm definitely a self-professed tech douchebag. I mean, I've gone through most of the 12 steps, I guess, but there's no reason to do it. I mean, other than, you want to, and it's in it, and it, and yeah, it is, you know, I suppose that I could wait until, you know, I get off the plane to turn on turn off airplane mode or whatever, but whatever it is, it's just what, you know, what's done. And there's no, there's no reason for it, but it's something that, yeah, it's not just tech douchebags that do it. It's normal people that do it too. So, I guess a lot of people are screwed up in that way. We must reconnect to the world, you know, the minute that the plane touches down, because, you know, not every plane has Wi-Fi. And so there is that fear of missing out, I think, that a lot of people have. And but Jordan, it's not just me that does it. Just, and I didn't say that during the podcast, and I kind of regret that I didn't, but it's normal. Well, maybe not normal, but, it's something that I'm not alone in doing. So, you know, does that rationalize the behavior? Probably not, but it's still something that, you know, I'm not alone. Other people have done it. So maybe there's more tech douchebags on the plane than I think, but at least I know I'm not unique in my desire to turn off airplane mode immediately once the plane has landed wherever it is that it has landed, you know, and when it's getting off the runway and it hasn't pulled into the gate. So yes, it's, you know, that's completely unnecessary, but I do it anyway. And, I don't know, maybe on my next flight, I won't do it just to prove a point that I don't have to do it, but it is what it is. And I'm not going to, I'm not going to deny that I do it. And, I'm certainly not going to look down on anybody else that does it. Is it entirely necessary? Probably not. I will agree to that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.